Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Another breaking ball. A high drive into right, which can really play shallow, and it does right there. Josh Lowe. And it looks like he's going to do it. Pepio was dominant for 8 innings. Forrest Whitley's perfect ninth ends a dominant performance for the Tampa Bay Rays.
I mean, he was really good. So he made it really hard on our hitters. He's been tough on lefties all year. We kind of know that. We're a very left-handed team. Our best players are kind of left-handed in a lot of ways. So kind of lined up good for him tonight. He threw the ball great. I thought we battled. He was just better.
Yes, as advertised. I mean, it's contact, it's speed. It's, you know, there's some home runs in there too. It's pitching, it's defense. It's a really good team right now. They're playing great.
I think just location of pitches, they were kind of doing some different stuff today, so it's kind of hard to locate. When they were in the zone, they were hit.
Our team's always going to be together no matter what, and we got 16 games straight, but, I mean, our guys are ready to go every single day, and we're going to flush this one, move on.
Flush it! Adley Rutschman, who was the Orioles' offense last night in Tampa against the Rays on a hot, hot night in Tampa. I've been to Tampa before, but it was in January. When the Ravens were in the Super Bowl 2001, 24 years ago. And in January late, I'm walking around in shorts then. Mm-hmm. I could just imagine what it's like in the middle of June. Because I've been to Key West this time of year. You order a beer at the bar, crack. It's warm before you get two sips in.
Bob, I used to... When I'd be down there recruiting, I'd go down at the end of May all the time because it was a state track meet in around Tampa area and stuff. And I would go to a school. I'd have the air conditioning full blast. I'd get out, walk to the school, and I'd be drenched. That's how humid it is. It is, like, unbearable. You know, it's not even fun, I don't think.
Now, we're not here to start making excuses for Zach Eplin because he had a rough night. And he was sweating profusely. You're watching the game, you could see it. Guy was drenched. But he wasn't effective either.
No.
You know, and he's pitched for the Rays, but that was in the controlled climate of the Trop. He's obviously pitched in Florida in spring training situations many times. But he didn't really seem to have his command. They were small balling him. And we heard Tony Mantolino talking about that. I mean, they're dropping bunts. This Magnum kid was running around like Ricky Henderson. I mean, they were doing, and then they brought in the Lau and Low hit home runs. Kevin Brown, by the way, on the call opening segment. This game appeared as though it was out of control by the fourth thing. The only Orioles uprising was Adley Rutschman, who we heard from, the moon ball that just kind of relaxed into the stands in right field. It's his great June, by the way.
Was a home run only in that park.
Hey, that's all that matters.
That's
I
right.
don't care if he hit it. It was a home run. And my point is, he continues to play well in the month of June. No one else did offensively because Ryan Pepio was outstanding yesterday for the Tampa Bay Rays. And we're going to talk to Neil Solins at 11:30. Welcome him back from Rays Radio. And you look at Tampa, small market team, which they are, homeless. They're playing in the Yankees spring training home, Steinbrenner Field. You'd even saw when they were panning into the stadium before the game, thank you, Yankees, for letting them play. And they're just kind of quietly having this very strong season. And, you know, when you think of the Rays, you think of defense, you think of all great pitching. Guy or two that's a stud who eventually they flip because they can't afford to pay him. They gave Longoria a big deal way back when, which turned out to be a brilliant move for them. And they gave Wander Franco a deal, which turned out to be because they didn't know what kind of behind-the-scenes scumbaggery he allegedly was involved in. And Now, he'll never play Major League Baseball again, probably looking at a long prison term in the Dominican Republic. But usually they'll get these guys. Randy Arozarena, Rookie of the Year, World Series hero. Yep, see ya. Now in Seattle. They'll just get rid of you and someone similar will come in. But they've been really good offensively for the better part of 3 weeks, almost a month. And you don't think of the Rays and offensive outbursts as being their MO. But put up 7 on the Orioles last night. They've been averaging over 6 runs a game this month. So they're a formidable team all of a sudden. But the Orioles, again, we talked about it. This is a road trip that may or may not dictate things heading into the All-Star break, 4th of July week. And all of this is within the month now. I said 4-3 yesterday. You'll take it. 2-5, nope. You get housed 1-6, swept, because they go to New York, play the Yankees, who lost again last night, over the weekend. I mean, we're getting litmus test stuff. So yesterday, Orioles are back. I've never said that. No one has, multiple times. Listeners have. Vinny, are they back? We're back to what, by the way? Playoff worthy? I guess that's what we're talking about.
I'm with you, Bob. Until they get to 500, then
exactly
they're back.
And you can't judge them on one game increments like football. Well, I can't. I made the...
We did that yesterday. The man, series.
Yeah, it's all about series. Now, we're talking about them on Friday, and they split
right
with Tampa. You'll take it.
No doubt.
You lose 3 out of 4, you better go to New York and win a series. That sort of thing. So we're not going to judge them on one game. Tampa was way better than the Orioles were last night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Umpires, well, I don't want to start beating a dead horse, but they're questionable.
Yeah.
I thought Holiday was out and the dude for Tampa was safe, but it went the opposite way. But what do I know? But that was the key. He got kind of pounded there, and Pepio just kind of dealed it up. Connor Selby came in, 5 Ks and 2 innings. Good to see.
He looked good.
And by the way, this news broke basically as we're walking off the air yesterday that Povich goes on the IL with hip inflammation. Where did all this come from all of a sudden? So we'll talk about that later with Rich Dubroff. So that was kind of a stunning turn of events. You know, maybe it was all that ass we were kissing hurt his hip after what he did Sunday against the Angels. But the Orioles lose last night, and they go quietly into a Florida night. So now you got to bounce back this evening. Dean Kramer is on the hill for the Orioles, trying to get them back in the win column. One run's not going to get it done. 11's an outlier. I mean, let's get, getting that 5, so magic, the happy place. 5, 5.5, 6 runs. You're kind of in it to win it. If you want to comment, you can at 410-583-1057. So the Orioles lose the opener to the Rays.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.